the scissors go, and Conrad cries out, "Oh, oh, oh!" Snip, snap, snip, they go so fast that both his thumbs are off at last. Mama comes home. There Conrad stands and looks quite sad and shows his hands. "Ah," said Mama, "I thought he'd come, too naughty little sucker thumb." Thumb sucker.
I have to make a public commitment, do you?
Supposed
this
to be
leads
bad.
To the fourth thing.
You know what? Supposedly deforms the teeth if the kid sucks his thumb so long. I mean, that's one theory. Child rearing experts advance. But surely this is a comforting procedure which sets up a feedback circuit. A companionable form. Those puny flaps and freaks, the idling spirit of its own moods interprets everywhere, echo or mirror, seeking of itself, and makes a toy of thought. Alien Earth, have you seen that? Supposedly there's a great parade of monsters in it, including the Giger alien, now joined by all his buddies. There's even a giant fly that only attacks and eats plastic robots and so on, so they're not immune to the alien attacks. Even the robots are victims in this series, or so I understand. And they showed some pretty horrendous-looking critters when I looked at the still frames available. Forwarded to me by Jet. He's enthusiastic about the show. And do you know the one I'm talking about and where it is to be found?
I think it's
Alien Earth.
Hulu show?
Hulu, yeah, that sounds about right.
We are very grateful, but the UN is doing all that they can to fight.
But aren't we supposed to be boycotting Hulu or something? Because of the Jimmy Kimmel decision. Well,
there was a reverse within a week, so.
In a sense, but there are large networks that still won't show it.
Oh, really? Is it?
Loyalty to the Orange Caligula. Anything on the Sinclair Broadcasting
the whole
Network.
World turned upside down. Yes.
Convenient, isn't it?
At Rocket Ride Convenience Mart.
Ride smart, ride S-smart.
With macro earthworms, each in his own earthenware urn. And watermelon. Piled up outside our door. Don't try to steal one.
Be no one or anything to ever interrupt the peace and love of heaven.
Thank heaven for that. Yes, an interesting book by C.S. Lewis is called The Great Divorce, and it's about a busload of people from hell who go on a long bus ride to heaven, and only a few people actually end up getting on the bus in hell. They have fights and arguments and don't get on and so forth. But there are a few who do get on, including Lewis himself. And the bus, driven by, I guess, an angel bus driver, is going higher and higher up through mist and so on. Eventually ends up in heaven. And when the hell people get out, they're like ghosts. You can see right through them, and they seem less real than anything that's around them. And not only that, they can't step on the grass because it's like to them razor sharp and doesn't bend under their weight. You know, water drops would go through them like bullets and so forth. It's, it hurts to walk on the grass and all that. Although they say, well, you know, if you stay here in heaven, your feet will harden and you will be able to walk on the grass. But they don't believe it. And everybody goes back to hell in the bus because they figure they'd rather be there. Except for one guy.
One guy.
Who had committed a sexual indiscretion. And he somehow turned it into an asset, and it turned into a huge horse that he rode away on in heaven. But nobody else appreciated the trip.
Hello, TikTok.
The Scots writer George MacDonald appears and speaks to Lewis. MacDonald, of course, is, has been in heaven for a while.
But
and he points to a patch of dirt down by their feet and says, that's where hell is, if I'm not too uncertain. Because the bus not only descends, but it gets smaller and smaller, and hell is actually tiny, but heaven is huge, and you have to expand considerably to get into it. A lot of interesting conversations with people on the bus. One of them is the guy's leaning against a fence and saying, well, now we've seen it, heaven, and it's a disappointment like everything else, you know. They tell you it's going to be great, and, you know, this is typical, typical of what happens, you know, grass that hurts your feet and all this stuff. All my life I've been lied to, and there you go. You know, might as well go back to that other place.
The Star Trek Eden episode, they were like the grass was like the apples were had poison in them, and you know.
But it wasn't because of a difference in density that the people were, in the case of the Great Divorce, phantoms, ghosts, with who were fairly unsubstantial collections of tropes that belonged in hell, basically. But some of them, you see, this whole thing, the bus ride itself, is a tradition in the Christian church, in the medieval Christian church. It was called the Refrigerium, and it was a holiday that the damned could take in heaven if they wanted to, and even stay there if they wanted, but they never do want to seem to stay. It is in the bucolic countryside here in the farmyard with the coughing of the hogs and wow, the music of Charles Napier.
If you wanted all of Charles Napier's hits, you'd be looking at a record collection that looks like this.
No more trouble.
But now, Cato takes all the legwork out of getting the music you want.
Wanna live like a king on whatever I find. Eat all the fruit and throw away the
his name was Adam.
Spock, what is her pervert meme. It is most uncomplimentary. What do you mean? These kids, they don't like me? They think I'm as like a square?
Herbert was a minor official. Famed for obstinacy.
He even dressed like a cop.
Like the orange creamsicle in chief. And there's another Jurassic Park movie coming out with Scarlett Johansson, or it already did come out.
Oh, I think that's been out. I think it's...
Oh, for heaven's sakes. No, of course I haven't seen it. Probably more weird mutant dinosaurs and crap like that.
Yeah, they make use of some of that thing, but they don't really go... The movie's kind of dumb, but yeah.
Oh well.
I mean, there's creatures in it. If you like the digital creatures,
yeah, they've had some interesting plots of the various movies. I think 3 is pretty good. But then, was it Dominion? Whichever, you know. Now there are dinosaurs everywhere. That one.
Right. They did really make use of that, like they did kind of like what they did with the Fantastic Four movie, is that they did all of their like why you came to see this movie, and they just put it like in this one little montage section, and then we're like, all right, are you happy? We're gonna make the movie that we want to make. You know, they just kind of they give you like a little trailer's worth, you know, like about 4 or 5 minutes of the reason why, you know, it's like, I want to see the Fantastic Four being a heroic super group, and then they kind of show that for a little bit, but then they get on with the rest of their business. But Jurassic Park maybe kind of had that, where it's just like, I want to see dinosaurs like in all these different environments. But once they focused on that locust story, it became the locust problem.
Yes, they focused on the locust. But how intriguing that they put a giant bug in the movie.
Yeah, there's a bug in it, so, you know.
I forget why they released the swarms of giant locusts. It was supposed to be something benign or enforcing a copyright or something. Did you get why that was?
Say again?
The locusts, why were they introduced into the environment in the first place?
Oh, I don't know. I forget. Yeah.
Did they accidentally get loose from a lab that Chinese guy was responsible?
Oh, right.
I don't know.
It could have been that.
Well...
I know that usually all the Jurassic movies have something to do with the lack of control.
Yeah. Right.
So it's like they create this amazing scientific thing, but they don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to...
Right.
You know. So it's the hubris of man.
Well, at least they got to show a lot of different dinosaur types.
Yeah, yeah. They're coming for that. That's what you pay your... Is it $20 now?
Well, so it's like, that's years $5, ago, you know? Willie Brown said you go to the movies and give them $20 and get a quarter back. And that was then. Now it's probably even more.
Yeah. What with DoorDash bringing them to you?
Wearing their DoorDash jeans. DoorDash.com. Again, in hot water, according to the news, the latest scandal featured in the San Francisco Chronicle and other news sources. This conversation wasn't last week, it's this week. Only this week. This week's special. This conversation happening now. Not a rerun, a shame-faced live performance.
Yeah. Shame-faced only that it could have happened an hour or so before.
Oh, yes. Entire thing, in its strange way, may have been recorded. I'll have to see when I look at the website. Because in the past, shows that I had all kinds of trouble with, the people couldn't hear, it was full of skips and gaps and so on.
Yeah.
But then when I play the recording on the site, it's perfect.
Huh.
When you download that. So maybe, possibly. But, of course, the problem was I didn't press the Verschlugener red button. The blue button was pressed all during the whole first part of the show. Nothing was heard except a rerun from last week. You see, Marco always has a rerun of last week's show in place. See, there it is.
In brilliant Eastman color.
Yes, in brilliant faded red Eastman color. The big trees with Turk Douglas. Claudia Cardinal died.
Yeah.
She said one of her most pleasant memories was working on the movie The Professionals with Lee Marvin, Burt Lancaster, Robert Ryan, and so forth. I'll tell you one thing. I have never seen The Magnificent Seven. I really ought to watch it at least one time. It's a... was seen by huge numbers of people and affected their worldview. It is, of course, a Western version of Toshiro Mifune and Akira Kurosawa's The Seven Samurai. Only with Yul Brynner and a gang of owl hoots. Made by a vigorous American film industry at the height of its glamour and skill. My drawing tools at home. Well, anything else I should know about the upcoming Reloadio?
I don't think so. I mean, we're going to do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I just kind of, my whole kind of fear maybe is that too many people are going to show up. And then I'm going to start telling people not to come, and then nobody shows up. Because it's like, oh, I thought you wanted me not to... I just don't want too many people there.
Well, nail down the specific day when a specific person is going to be there.
Yeah, I know.
If only we could do that for Michael Pepe, advertise that in advance so he would know.
Right. But I think he likes... Well, the wild card thing, like coming
yes.
over. Like,
uh-huh.
I just decided I want to come down, you know, kind of thing.
Or we're not.
Poseidonis. I was the god Ugabalus. My three horns were of similar above my double diadem. My one eye was a moon-wand gem found in a monstrous meteor. Incredible, far peoples came, called by the thunders of my fame, and fleetly passed my terraced throne, where Titan, bards, and lions stood, as pours an everlapsing flood before the winds of winter blown. Before me, many a chorister made offerings of alien myrrh, and copper-bearded sailors brought from isles of ever-foaming seas enormous hunks of ambergris and corals intricately wrought. Below my glooming architraves, one brown eternal file of slaves came in from mines of Chalcedon, and camels from the long plateaus laid down their sard and peridots, their incense and their cinnamon. But now, within my sunken walls, the slow, blind ocean serpent crawls, and sea worms are my ministers. And wondering fishes pass me now, or press before mine eyeless brow, as once the thronging worshippers. Thanks, and a tip of the hat to Clark Ashton Smith. Two, 12, 22 to you.
It's like 420 on some kind of drug.
Yeah. Somebody stop me. I might do something weird. Maintain. Everybody's looking at you. Come on. Yes.
Everybody's looking at you. Come on.
Normal. God damn it.
Why doesn't somebody do something?
All right, you.
Either get normal or get out of here. I told you you'd screw us up.
In normal Oklahoma. Oh, my goodness. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, I'll just, What a fetid fervor of freedom.
I'll normal you.
Those normals. The norm worms who make normalcy the norm.
Tell you.
Ivan Stang, the Stang of Stangs, master of the Stang harangues, gangster of the gang of gangs. Where Gimme Bob and Pinkness dwells, false prophets from their citadels, he topples down to nether hells. Forsake me, oh my darling. Tomorrow is your wedding day. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait long. wait long.
Now that's smoking pleasure.
Along will come that bad Frank Miller. He's gonna get you, so it's said. Because he is a vengeful killer, he's gonna come and shoot you dead. Torn twixt love and duty, supposing I lose my fair-haired cutie, I ain't afraid of death, but oh, what'll I do if you leave me? He made a vow while in state prison, swore he'd exchange my life for his, and I ain't afraid of death, but oh, what'll I do if you leave me? Forsake me, oh my darling. Ahem, Well, have another puff on this stogie.
My stogie!
Get along, little dogie. He's no snob, Bob Dobbs, he's no fool. He's ahead of that subgenius church. It means he's super cool. Well, I suppose they've got, He's Bob on there. Some kind of a musical,
file. He's Bob.
He's Bob, yeah.
I don't know if I have that anymore. I had that pre-crash. Yeah, I had it on my laptop.
There were different weird versions that people made of Buffy and Squad, too. Who can say if it is still to be found? Even at legacy sites.
B-O-B.
They needed a leg up. And they didn't get it. We had him on the phone. And they hung up.
Did you get any callers on the KPFA show?
Not able to receive them yet. But a certain Mr. Pepe was attempting to make contact.
Okay.
It's a riotous cornucopia of fun down here at Radio Valencia Studios. K-R-O-B. No, VJ, you didn't sleep through the show. There was no show to sleep through because I forgot to press the Verschlungener red button, and the blue button was pressed. All the time I thought my show was going out, it was probably a rerun of an earlier show. But when I realized my mistake, I yumped up by Yimini, and I pressed a button. And from then on, myself and K-Rob here, well, we've been doing an actual new show in the time left to us, allotted by the exigencies of fate, the roll of the dice, the cut of the cards. Yes, that's the way the cookie crumbles. That's the way the ball bounces.
Là, je suis sale, à gauche. Comme ils sont colportes.
Silence.
Entre évier et latrine. À l'heure de la mise au baquet des repas. Une fois de plus, ingurgité.
You tell him.
J'ai un pari, yeah. L'une des pratiques officielles les plus sensationnelles des écoles publiques américaines.
What an oblique statement.
Ils font sans doute ce pays se croit à l'aise.
If music be the food of love, play on. Thank you.
Thoughts and prayers.
Let's get the Pedrovian energy tube into play.
Que l'on fait subir à un enfant qui en a pour la première fois.
Vive la France.
L'école publique aurait lieu l'épreuve de la liqueur séminaire au dispère.
Seems to be impeding the flow.
Yeah. It's like you push the red button on this thing.
Well, I sometimes manage to.
I brought the red lighter. And of
raise
course,
the red lantern.
As always, my red baseball cap with, I guess, antipathy would be the. Helmet.
Make agricultural giants answer. All piss and vinegar. The Alfred Hodge plot hour. I really loved the show. They had some great episodes. Did you like it, huh? Did you ever watch
it? Good afternoon. I never saw it when it was. But I probably had the chance to see it like on.
Well, they were half-hour teleplays, and they were on late at night, so that was fun.
And like when they were syndicated, like they were on like still like kind of a late night thing,
right? Where you could get comfy and watch them. A funeral march for a marionette. The name of that famous piece of music accompanying traditionally the Alfred Hitchcock show, or half hour, or hour.
I like Twilight Zones when they were 30 minutes.
Yes, the long ones sometimes seem to have to stretch, particularly the one with Simon Oakland and the underwater sailors. But on the other hand, the one about the person discovering he was a robot was not an abuse of the extra length. Twilight Zone was a prestige show on CBS, and CBS itself was considered the leader of the three networks. Some called it the Tiffany Network.
Right. So,
and the Twilight Zone entered the national conversation.
Who was the newsman of CBS?
Walter Cronkite.
No, before that,
Eric Severide.
No.
Jack Parr.
No.
Edward R. Murrow.
Edward R. Murrow. Yeah. So he always smoked, right?
Yes, but everybody did.
Yeah,
it was World War II. Everyone smoked.
Rod Serling smoked.
Oh yes,
I remember that.
Like a chimbley.
I like, I still like the one with, Samantha's mother, Bewitched.
Agnes Moorhead,
right, yes. When the aliens come to her house.
Right, yeah, that's a masterpiece with no spoken dialogue, except at the end.
Yeah. Everybody dead! Huge race of Joggins! Yeah, you just have her like,
But she gives a wonderful performance.
Yeah.
The house is full of little tiny chubby robots firing painful rays at her and sticking her with knives and so forth.
Right. What's walking distance? I don't remember that one.
Was that a Western one, or was it the one about... No, I was thinking of 100 yards over the rim. No, walking distance would be different.
The cues are the drugstore, memories, the park, the house, the curtain, the parents, the merry-go-round, Martin Summer.
Maybe it's a thing about a guy confronting himself as a child, going back in time, a Ray Bradbury-esque, though not by Ray Bradbury. There only was, I think, one episode with a Bradbury script, or Bradbury origin adaptation. The one about the robot grandmother.
She turns into kind of a Megan, right? Like she Megans out at the end.
I don't think so. I think her influence was fully benign and in accordance with the three laws of robotics.
Not like Talkie Tina that wants to kill you.
Well, that one is supernaturally animated and possesses untoward powers not granted to any actual incarnation of it.
I'm Talkie Tina.
Now.
So you just TikTok-y Tina there?
Well, Talkie Tina is probably on TikTok when it gets right down to it. I have to check on Instagram, I guess. Must look into that at the next meeting. Is there some reason why they can't put an ad on Instagram? Maybe there is. It's a posting sort of thing.
It's 1,000 as the time for
the poster toasty of a serial performance. Two guys
from Far East to the Middle East
were marketing grain and cereal to the American public. One was Kellogg and the other was Post. C-E-W Post. And so you get Post alphabets. But Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Kellogg's Oat Flakes. Big Otis. Remember Big Otis, his overbearing presence?
I don't think I was around for that one.
He's like this exaggerated Scotsman with a kilt and so on. It, like a Paul Bunyan type guy, but a Scotsman.
Breakfast American style is Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Corniest flakes anybody makes. Very Kellogg's.
Very crisp. Very easy to handle.
Maintain. It's only breakfast.
Stop handling those cornflakes. Everyone's looking at you.
Mr. Whipple, I could understand with the toilet paper, but the cornflakes. He's just squeezing all the boxes. It doesn't really care what it is.
Mr. Whipple.
My plan is coming along perfectly. I have the whole store to myself.
I can't breathe. Release of gas. Mr. Whipple, why?
Why have you forsaken us? You're supposed to lead us away from danger. Mr. Whipple has other plans.
There'll be a rebate for everyone at the Whipple Center.
Or the Brain Center at Whipple's.
Yes.
So who is the actor who is the main actor in that episode?
Was that Sir Cedric Hardwick, or was that a different one?
I don't know.
There's one where he puts his cantankerous spirit into Robbie the Robot, and he's bullying his
But he's
niece
twirling that stopwatch or something.
Yeah, something like that. But there might be more than one. Like the Brain Center at Whipple's, maybe they bring the robot in after the story has lapsed some to show the relentless advance of automation.
Old bodies and then get new bodies in Revelation 21 for...
Yes, the old body shall become a new body.
It's the way
in certain hope of blessed resurrection. On that great day when the sea gives up her dead and monsters walk the earth.
Or have it played.
Yum. With plenty of berries and heaps of sugar, nature's perfect food. Smothered with rich country cream.
I'll add extra bacon.
Chopped up bananas around the side.
No mistake, it's sugar, milk, and Kellogg's cornflakes.
Yeah. Cornflakes are already covered with sugar, but no, that was sugar frosted flakes.
Yeah,
wasn't
that's
it?
Right. You don't have to sugar the frosted flakes anymore, people.
They're frosted. That means they've already been exposed to a process where sugar, crystallized sugar, is melted onto the surface. They're frosted. And they receive a frosty reception in some quarters.
Sugar.
Yes, you gar.
Isn't that playing?
It lies in wait to consume you. Its constant use could doom you.
There is a life after death.
Yes, the afterlife. And all the paperwork that that entails. The transition means plenty of rules to respect.
Sacrifice this for
that. Unless you already used up your credit somehow.
Your heaven credits?
Well, you know, they're checking them off.
And look where life can take you.
But the idea that your good deeds would be weighed against your bad deeds is not Christian, but pagan, like the religion of ancient Egypt, where they weigh your soul on a scale in the hall of the dead. Nope, all you have to do is get right with Jesus, according to Christianity, and then it doesn't matter what you've done here on earth. We don't care. Jesus already forgave you in his sacrifice on the cross. Relax, enjoy, do whatever you want. But you're a Christian and you owe allegiance to the little Lord Jesus asleep in the hay. And you've got to go around telling everybody else about it too. Don't hide your light under a bushel. Or when you get to heaven, you might be put in a windowless garage for all eternity, as in that one Jack Chick comic. The lady got to heaven because she was a Christian and she followed the rules. But when the angel showed her to her mansion that she was promised, it was a small space like a garage with no windows. And we said, but this, why is it like this? And, well, that's because on Earth you didn't witness to your friends. They could have been saved. They could have been up here. But good Lord. Accommodations in heaven, in this case, are less than salutary or desirable.
No sin.
I guess it beats the
shame.
Alternative.
No sorrow. No sickness. No suffering. No separation. No death.
When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there, I'll be there. In the sweet, by and by, we will meet on the beautiful shore, shore, in the sweet by and by, we will meet on the beautiful shore, beautiful shore. The march of progress and the primitive beliefs of our ancestors are no longer as solidly entrenched in the daily lives of the peoples of today. And so, in this year of grace, a rear guard action by fanatical forces put everything at the point of crisis.
Twinkling of an eye, I shall be caught up and shall be changed.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, ipso facto who you are.
Again we read, behold, I make all things new.
Splendens eminus in illo, alba velut gemma caelo.
Among other things, that there's no aging in heaven.
Unless you want to be. That is, when Captain Stormfield went to heaven, he found out that people could choose any age that they wanted to be, but most of them wanted to be an adult, including those who had died as babies. So, mothers who died and thought to see their baby in heaven would be confronting 38-year-old, but that's just the way it was. And after all, you're in heaven forever, so you'll get over it.
You'll have bigger fish to fry.
That's the idea. Also, on his voyage through space, Captain Stormfield got into a race with a comet and got off course. And so when he landed in heaven, he landed in an alien heaven with inhuman creatures hopping around. But fortunately, he was soon teleported to a human heaven by the heavenly agency. Marvelous story by Mark Twain. Why don't they make that into a film? huge, gaudy, opulent palaces in heaven. Of course, everyone has one, so...
Right. But there's still, like, you know, like, if you don't keep your lawn up, they kick you out of the community, you know?
I don't think so. That would be an onus, a care, which could only be chosen and never assigned.
A 9, a topaz. 10, a chrysoprasus.
That movie about with Albert Brooks, I think, about going to heaven. And what was the name of that one?
Defending Your Life.
Oh yes, Defending Your Life.
With Rip Torn as his court-appointed.
Yeah, Rip Torn was good. He always is. You ever see Payday?
No, never saw that one.
It's a Rip Torn portrayal of a country and western music performer.
And on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits.
And there's a hell of a big snake up there, too. You ought to have seen that bastard. He's right up there in the tree.
His name was Adam.
This is his apple that he left behind. I wouldn't eat that, Mr. Ed. So all the fruits and grasses of Eden were poisonous to the unfortunate space hippies. Who would have thought that was that their hope was the real, also false. Federation is always right.
Just.
But it was intriguing to consider for a moment that it might be a legitimate form of rebellion against this star-spanning, all-encompassing government. Surely multiple locations of different cultures would produce quite a lot of difference.
Slip into silent slumber.
To go off like a skyrocket, like a bomb, very likely. While one hears the lowing of the river horse panting in the wild. Wish everyone a good night. Tuck those blankets right up to your chin. Be warm and comfortable at home. show live on radio comes to an inevitable end. Everything does come to an end, and this is the living proof of that as we come to a halt after 3 hours of recognizable material. Unfortunately, not all of this was audible because of a mistake made by me, Dr. Howlandell, not pushing the right button. A huge chunk of the show, and no doubt we lost most
probably of half of it, right?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, it's a clean half.
Well, you were there when I had to jump up and the button and press it. And, oh my God, I hadn't done it, and I was ready.
Your spidey sense was tingling.
Yeah, well, I just forgot. No, it was a regrettable omission on my part, certainly. But that's the way things are, and so on this occasion, as we watch this 16mm film of ducks bobbing on a pond, this footage is very scratched and overexposed.
All these military guys doing that.
Yes, that's a flyover with the missing man formation from Burpleson Air Force Base, and the raising of the flag on Iwo Jima as we say unto you, good night.